God. Lord, we want to thank you for a wonderful day. Today, your day. We thank you for meeting us this morning, Jesus, and then throughout the day, just being with us, Lord. We sensed your presence in our fellowship one with another, your blessing, your love. We've enjoyed just looking into your word and waiting upon you. Lord, we've really been feasting today, and it's been so wonderful. And Jesus, we thank you that the end is not yet, that you have more for us tonight. And Jesus, we're hungry for all that you have for us. Praise God. Lord, we pray that you will open our hearts. It's the Holy Ghost who opens the heart. And Jesus, we invite you to come and do so. Lord, open our hearts wide to you. And then pour into our lives from your fullness, Lord, that we may receive grace upon grace. Hallelujah, even this evening. Praise God. Jesus, we look forward to what you have in store. And Lord, we pray that you'll bring us into the flow of your Spirit, Lord. We want to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. We don't want to get in your way, nor do we want to hold back in any way. But Lord, we want to just be very sensitive and tender hearted toward you tonight. God, use whom you desire to, we pray, and accomplish your will in this gathering. Let your heart be glad this evening, Jesus. That's our goal, that you might be satisfied. Put into our hearts the response that you're looking for, and then help us to follow through. We ask this in your precious name. Amen. Praise God. I like that story in the Bible where it tells us that Paul went down to the riverside. You know that in Acts chapter 16. And he met there a woman named Lydia, and it says, whom the Lord opened her heart. That always strikes me when I read that. It's the Lord that opened her heart to receive the gospel and Paul's ministry. And I think about that. I say, Lord, you know, we try to open our hearts. But, you know, it's really the Lord that has to open the heart. And we can have faith for that. Every time we come together, say, Lord, open my heart tonight. Lord, open it as wide as it needs to be so that I might receive all that you have for me. And we find that as we begin to put forth a little bit of an effort, praising the Lord and singing the songs and reaching out to him, it doesn't take too long before you begin to sense an anointing that comes upon you. And the Lord begins to open the way for his blessing to flow. Praise God. And that's what we're looking for. And Jesus is here to do that for us. Praise God. And so let's continue to worship him. And let's just give ourselves. Don't hold back tonight, but just forget about everybody else but Jesus. And just give yourself to him as though he was the only one in the room with you. Praise God. What kind of a meeting would that be? If you came into the meeting and the only one that came in was Jesus, how would you worship him? What communion would you have with him? Well, he is here. And he is here for you. So let's give him a chance. Praise God. That's a wonderful promise the Lord has given to us. Never will I leave thee, never will I forsake thee. Praise God. He repeated that for us to make sure that we got it. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Praise God. And we have depended upon that word. We've stood upon that word many times. Sometimes we don't feel that the Lord's presence is with us. And we don't go by our feelings. We have to go by the word of God. And so we say, Lord, in spite of the way I feel, you said that you would never leave me nor forsake me. And so I know that you're with me. And I'm going to step out on that and just trust you. The book of Job is an interesting book. And here was a man that went through a tremendous trial. I don't imagine any of us will ever face trials like Job did. Some have come pretty close sometimes, it seems. But what trials that man went through. And we read a place in, I think it's the 23rd chapter of Job. Let's see if we can find it there. 23rd chapter. Yes. And just a little simple thought for us here at the beginning of the service. Job is right before Psalms. And it seemed that Job had lost sight of the Lord somehow in the midst of his trial. That's easy to do, you know. Then Job answered, "Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my case or my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him, so should I be delivered forever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth him on the right hand, that I cannot see." Job has a dilemma here. He says, "Oh, I don't know where the Lord is. Oh, I wish I knew where I could find him. If I could find him, I would come before his presence and I would pour out my heart to him. And I know that he would listen to me. He wouldn't condemn me for that, but he would take up my cause. His heart would go out to me. He would listen." He said, "But I don't know where to find him. I turn to the left, he's not there. I turn to the right, he's hiding. I can't seem to touch him. I can't seem to find my way into his presence." And this situation seems rather hopeless when you read it, but for that 11th, or that, what is that, 10th verse, that's when everything changes. "But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." How interesting. Job said, "I don't know where to find him, but he knows where to find me. He knows right, he knows exactly where I am, and he knows how to reach me and how to touch me, minister to me." And Job began to realize that it's in this trial that God is revealing himself to me. You know, we don't think of trials like that, but trials are opportunities for God to reveal himself to us in a greater way. That's the goal that the Bible talks about. It's that revelation of Jesus that comes to our lives that's more priceless than anything that we can imagine. When we look back over our trials and we see the way the Lord has come to us and the things that he's revealed about himself to us, then we would often say that was worth everything. But in the midst of the trial, I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know how to find him. I was grasping, reaching out for straws. But I found out that he never lost sight of me. He knows the way that I take. When I can't find him, he knows where I am. And he knows how to reach down and accomplish in me what he desires to. He knows how to reveal himself to me in a more precious way. Praise God. And you know, when I read that, I received a lot of comfort from that. I imagine we all do. If you ever feel that God is far away and you don't know how to reach him and you can't seem to touch him in prayer or whatever the case may be, then remember the words of Job. "But Lord, you know where I am, and you know how to reach me. I don't know how to seek you, Lord, but you know how to seek me. I don't know how to get close to you, but you know how to get close to me." And you know, everything changed when Job began to shift his attention away from himself and his inability to understand and to find God, and he began to put his confidence in God's ability to find him. And praise God, that's what we need to do. "Lord, you know how to help. You know how to find me tonight. You know how to reach that place in my life that I can't seem to open to you. You know how to cause your light to shine into me, that light that I can't seem to get hold of. You know how to cause it to penetrate my heart. And it pleases the Lord when we come to Him like that. And we don't expect anything from ourselves, but we expect everything from Him. And so if you ever find yourself in a time where God seems a million miles away, remember, He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, and I know the way that you take. I know where you are. I haven't lost sight of you. I've been very carefully watching you, and I have been doing a very precious work in you without your even realizing it. And I'm after gold in your life. I want to make myself known to you in a way that you have not yet experienced, and you could hardly even imagine. And you'll see, when you get through this trial, you'll look back and you'll see what I have done, and you'll see that I do all things well. Praise God. If some are going through trials tonight, just want to encourage you. He knows where you are, and He knows how to reach you. He's seeking you. The Lord is seeking you. Praise God. And when we realize that, then that kind of helps us to seek Him. It brings us up into faith and opens our heart to His working. And so, Lord, we thank You that You know everyone here tonight. You know the way that we take. You know where we are in our relationship with You. You know where we are in relation to Your will for our lives. Jesus, You know what we're going through, Lord. I don't know everybody here, and I don't know what's been happening in their lives. But Jesus, You know. You know all about it, Lord. And Jesus, You know exactly what we need and how to get the help to us that we need. And so, Lord, we want to praise You for that. And we want to thank You, Lord, because of Your great loving interest in us and for the fact that You're seeking us. You're seeking us more than we're seeking You, Lord. You desire us more than we could ever desire You. And Lord, we don't want these just to be cliches that we throw around, but Lord, we want the light of them and the truth of them to really grip our lives and bring us into a faith in Jesus and a rejoicing in Him. Lord, help us to rejoice tonight in the fact that You are seeking us and that You are reaching out and You are working in every one of our lives. And Jesus, you're producing something very precious and something very wonderful. Oh God, it's often when we don't understand what You're doing that You work the best, because often we get in Your way and we interfere and frustrate the grace of God. And so, Lord, we just pray. Find us, Lord. Find everyone here tonight and make them to know that Jesus is right here with us and that He's doing a precious work in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.